This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Back to the Power Hour. Hope everybody got a lot out of Martin's visit. Next time we'll have him on longer. He's just so good. It's been a while since we had him on. I just forgot how good he is. Love Martin. Our next guest is one of your favorites from all your emails and certainly mine also. Love to have this guy. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell him how much we like him here. But a great old friend of the Power Hour. Of course, James McCanney, Tier 1 scientist. He'd tell you the difference between Tier 1, Tier 2, involved at Cornell. I think he's best friends with Carl Sagan. I think that's what he always says. He's best friends with Carl Sagan. I'm just harassing. Now I'm just plain harassing him. We're very glad to welcome back to the show James McCanney. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. And welcome all my friends with me, including Carl, who's not with us anymore, but...
I just love harassing you about Carl Sagan. I don't know why. I just can't help myself. Well, a lot of things on the news. Go ahead. Do you have a comment? Go ahead.
No comment. I'll refrain.
Okay, yeah, that's what I thought. We'll just move on. Obviously, we had you on the big topic. We're going to talk about the electrical grid, a story out of Europe, the article you gave me. We'll get to that. Let's get to a couple things before that are kind of key hot topic news things. I didn't talk to you about this when I called you a little earlier, but I kind of thought about it as I was going through the news. There's reports that the election in Alabama, Roy Moore, that there were more people who voted than were registered in that election, and the Republican Party didn't dispute it. They didn't do anything. We now see the election in Pennsylvania. I have a very hard time believing, especially as steel plants are opening, that that area would not elect the candidate that Donald Trump handpicked for them. I mean, I guess a little bit, the candidate Lamb is basically running as Donald Trump. That's basically his whole campaign speech. I mean, that's another dynamic. Do you have any impressions or anything from your research? I know you did a lot on the national election. I mean, is there fraud going on all these elections from your experience?
Well, the simple answer is yes. And the level... apparently in Pennsylvania, there's no option for a recount. And in this level of election, that's at least what I read. I'm not an expert on that. But there's no question in my mind that the Democrats have to cheat and just pull out all the stops because they have to save some semblance of face in these midterm or special elections. So, and pulling out all the stops, especially in the cities, and this is where they dominate. This is what we saw in the 2016 presidential election, that the cities were where the cheating was going on, because the in the core of these cities, there's a Democratic base, especially when you get up into politics. And I listed the 10 ways of cheating. And then after the election, we actually discovered one which was major that I didn't even put in my list of 10, and that was at the local level where they simply put a different number in when they're moving from the precinct vote up to the next level where they compile all the votes.
Your research into this, especially the last national election, I mean, you came on several times and talked about this. You talked about the different statistical models you used to prove this. It's beyond question that there was such major fraud or disruption in the election. I have a hard time having any confidence in the voting system whatsoever.
Oh, me too. It's just horrendous. And it's almost like a third world country where there are some elections going on right now. And the cheating and the level of corruption at the higher levels, you have to remember that this is the livelihood of large numbers of people. And related to the political parties, and also the money that comes to the people who are associated with this. So there's just so much at stake here that cheating is a way of life for people. I mean, that's just the way they got to where they are, and they're going to continue to do it. So it's very difficult, and that's one thing that should be top on the plate of Trump is election reform.
It seems like the Republican Party, you know, with Roy Moore, with this one, I would have been watching this like a double hawk. I mean, I would have been all over this. It almost seems like the Republican Party, they don't care if they lose the House or the Senate, because then they can complain about the Democrats stopping them from getting done anything. I mean, it just seems like a stonewall tactic. Do you think some of that is going on in Washington?
Well, yeah, you have to understand that Trump is not a Republican. He's basically an independent that schmoozed his way, somehow got into the Republican Party, and he did it so smoothly that nobody even realized what was going on. If you look at past candidates going back decades that were independent, being an independent candidate is really, really difficult. It's difficult to get the Electoral College votes. It's difficult to get party endorsement, which is, a lot of people just vote Democrat or Republican. So, but he was able to become a Republican candidate, but he was not a Republican. And so
it's almost, it's almost like he's a one man. I mean, he like is the Republican Party right now, kind of leading it. Without him, I think the Democrats would just bowl over the whole country.
Yeah, and that is really true. If you had a Jeb Bush as president, or any one of the other 17 that started out in that election, it would have been Hillary's turn, and then it would have been Jeb's turn, in the next 8 years. So that's the way it was going. So there's a lot of Republicans. The point is, a lot of Republicans are not Trump fans at heart. So they want to see things go back to normal, because then it was just a contest over whose party got the money for the next 4 or 8 years or 6 years in the case of Congress or whatever. But it was business as usual. And now it's not business as usual. So the people now that are making money are the people bringing in real investment into the country, building jobs and building real value. Whereas before, the way people made money was just being in the back pocket of the government.
That is such a good point, James. That's so profound what you said. I mean, it's really, on its face, it's self-evident, but it's just extremely profound. The value in America at the highest levels was being part of this crony system and raping American people. That's where the value was. Now, the value is actually producing something, being innovative, creating opportunity.
Great. And you see the players around the world stepping in line. You see Russia. I'm predicting that Venezuela, there's going to be advancements with Venezuela in the next year. They're kind of very much in the back burner. But Trump has already dealt with North Korea. They are on a nuclear holding pattern, based on negotiations that have already happened. Probably a lot of people don't even know that. Iran has said, we are coming to the bargaining table, we're going to talk. And that never would have happened before because they were, a major axis of evil player. Because number one, of banking, and number two, you have to have axis of evil players to keep the military industrial complex happy. With the, unlimited funding.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, to give them a boogeyman to point to. Oh, look at that boogeyman. Let me back up 1 second, something you said about innovation, industry. The big tariffs coming on steel and aluminum industry has been a hot topic. Ron Paul wrote an article criticizing these. But what's your initial reaction of these tariffs on steel and aluminum?
Well, they're temporary. So let's first get that out of the way. These are not permanent tariffs. They're temporary. They're made to bring the international markets into alignment with reality. China has, this is primarily China, by the way. China has been dumping inferior steel subsidized from the Chinese government for decades. And we have to stop that. So that's what the tariffs are about. You know, it's not about nationalism or isolationism. It's about bringing the international markets in line with reality. And as soon as that happens, those tariffs are going to go away. So I wouldn't worry about them. Trump is not a tariff kind of guy, but when he's got a whole bucket of tools, hammers, wrenches, you know, and wrestling holds like step over toe hold and, you know, whatever. And he's going to use
figure four leg lock.
Yeah,
the figure four leg lock.
Exactly, yeah.
You brought up a good point about China and their steel. I think that this is very key that this gets out. You know, ladies and gentlemen, correct me if I'm wrong, James, but you got to understand, the Chinese government owns the industry in China. They will lose money. They will lose money to undercut the competition and destroy our industrial base and basically, like a bomb, let it off here in America and destroy our industry by cheap, inferior steel that they've subsidized, that they've lose money on, that they don't care about, all as a tactic to destroy our industry. Am I wrong?
No, that's exactly what has been going on. And previous administrations have catered to that. And the whole idea, it destroys American jobs in the steel and the coal and steel industry, the major industries, and it puts those jobs offshore. And that was the whole purpose. Obama, if you look at everything he did, it was to destroy America and to bring us down to third world status.
See, this is a national security issue to me. This isn't like a lot, you know, tariffs on, you know, milk or something like that. We don't have control of our own steel. That's why when Hillary Clinton came and says we're going to kill the coal industry, I just felt such rage. I mean, to know what she's doing. She's basically destroying America when she's doing this.
Well, not only that, but who's going to produce our electricity? Nuclear can only produce about 12%, maybe 9% of our electricity. And Obama was trying to push us off on the nuclear. Well, they haven't commissioned a new nuclear power plant in 25 years. You know, and all of these power plants are old, they're leaking, they're burning on high-octane nuclear fuel from reprocessed nuclear warheads. It's insane. You know, they're leaking. Bay Biscayne Bay.
We're going to break. You're going to break. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want to leave you with a question you can think about during the break. This is so simple and so self-evident, everything you said. This is just like ABC. How in the hell did we let this happen in our country? I'm going to ask you that when we come back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. 4 minute break, back with the one and only James McKinney.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Talking to James McCanny, JMCCSCI, JMCCSCI.com is his website, a plethora of information. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what Tier 1 science, Tier 2 science, if that doesn't mean anything to you, you're going to want to check out a site. Or if you do, you're really going to want to check out a site. Just a wealth of information, just a real great intellectual, scientific, political, patriotic mind that we have here. Very glad to have him on. James, I thought we were just going to have a nice, calm discussion. And the more I started listening to you and talking to you, the more upset I started to get, because this is so basic and so simple to see how we have been intentionally destroyed as a nation. Our ingenuity, our creativity, the backbone of industry just being ripped from it. This is not complicated. This is not some magic wand thing. And how in the world did it come to this, that are we that stupid, or we have that little will to do anything about this until now?
Fundamental to
James, you there?
Security and yes.
There we go. I didn't hear you before. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We think of steel and coal as, you know, national security, which it is. But I was saying before the break that there's no way Obama was trying to force us to nuclear, and then Hillary would have completed it. But we don't. Nuclear only produces 12%, or some estimates 9% of our electrical energy. I mean, that's insane. You know, natural gas is coming along replacing some coal plants, but coal is the dominant source of electricity. It's billions of dollars to convert a plant from coal to natural gas. So how were we going to do this? That's just an indication of how far out of touch these people were, but also with intent to destroy the basics, the tools that are absolutely necessary for a healthy economy. Now, just another quick example. Take during the Obama years, if you looked at the economic reports, the telecommunications company like T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon were the core industries that they use to measure the yardstick. Those should be a pimple on the butt of the economy, because those are tools that we all need. That's, if that's your main economy, you don't have an economy.
Very good point. once and for all, I've heard arguments on both sides. Just once and for all, your opinion. These coal power plants, from what I understand, they run pretty darn clean with all the scrubbers and stuff. This isn't like 50, 60 years ago. Am I wrong?
It's absolutely correct. They're still the number one polluter. So don't, let's not cheer too much here. But given nuclear pollution, which is horrific, and we are going to face, and our children's children are going to face nuclear pollution and the problem of having to get rid of that stuff off of this planet, which is an impossible task. So nuclear is a disaster. We could shut down all the nuclear plants today simply by turning off a few light bulbs, turning off the computer when we're not using it. It only produces 9% of our electricity. We could easily conserve 9% and get rid of all those nuclear power plants today. And then
it's really not worth the risk.
Well, I'm just giving examples. We do have to get, Germany has shut down all their plants. They're planning to shut them all down by the year 2022. You know, so there are places where they're getting rid of. Japan is trying to build more. Good grief. You know, didn't they learn from Fukushima?
Oh my gosh.
Anyway.
Yeah. Is there any movement or update about Fukushima, or is this basically just going to destroy that part of the whole Pacific Ocean?
No, in there I've offered a plan. It's very simple. You go in there with robots, and you start drilling in. When the robots go inactive, you send in another one. But you have to start putting in neutron acceptors into that pile that's the meltdown, that's the cores that's melted down, and eventually slow down the reaction. Because right now they're just pouring water on it and trying to take that water and put it in tanks that are stored up above the hill. And so if they have another earthquake, those tanks are very poor condition. They're not going to last long. And, oh, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. And
am I just supposed to go and the rest of our audience?
Yeah.
Are we just supposed to go to bed at night and just forget about Fukushima because, or imagine something else? We could think about something else because it's basically lost.
It's insane. We still could do something, but when it first happened was when they should have reacted, and Obama did nothing, like he did with BP oil spill. He did nothing.
We'll be back on the other side. James McKinney has a solution to power, and some of the communities around the world have done something. We're going to talk about that, the wind generator and more, when we come back. James McKinney.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Independence, it was the dream of our founding fathers, and it is a quest that probably everybody should go on, individually, as a family, community, what have you. We'll get to more of that, James, with James and Energy Independence. But before, I'd like to make you aware of some specials over at the Power Mall. All the Grown by Nature products that you love, you have asked for them, and we went and got them. Grown by Nature is now at the Power Mall. You know how, you know, sometimes it's hard to get shipments from them back and forth and supply. It's a very high quality, low production type vitamin. It's not mass produced and a bunch of junk in it. So take advantage while the supply is there. Get the stuff, order it, and then you'll have it. That way you won't have to wait for orders. Of course, all the Numana products, this is a time of year people like to store up on Numana, food storage, all type of things, water filters, the DuraFlow filters at the Power Mall on Numana.com. 20% off Numana storable foods, 25%. I mean, this is a big sale, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, our organic family pack, 25% off this week, 20% off. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Give Jay a call. You have to call her, 877-817-9829. Of course, the Solar Hydro Backpack with with Alan Gossett. He came on, offered this great special, not only a fantastic price, but you get the free case of biological water tests, and that goes to the end of this week, too. If you're thinking about Independence Water, I mean, just fantastic, very well made. The Helon, people who use Helon, which are many, you buy two, you get one free. Buy two Helons, get one free. I mean, that's almost like getting 50% off, right? 50% of what you buy, you're going to get back as free. So that will go this week. And so give Jay a call over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And also there's 10% off a bunch of other products. Ask Jay about that. If you're looking for the CDs from Deborah Tavares' interview and also the American Solution, we have those hard copy. Don't forget Andy Gauss if you're considering silver and gold. And this year, I think, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. With all the economic factors, we got the inflation that I just feel inevitably has to hit and is hitting. It actually is hitting. Gold and silver is going to be a big thing. USGoldCoins.com, 1-800-468-2646, and LibertyOnCall.org. Elena George. Take advantage of good health care, health insurance, health share programs. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. We're talking to James McCanny. JMCCSCI.com is his website. And he is quite the mind, scientific mind, political, what have you. We've been talking a lot about energy and different solutions. He's come up with an invention that I think, at least I think you believe, James, is going to revolutionize energy and energy consumption as we know it for a lot of people. It's the wing generator. Let's talk about that and talk about how your plan to get this out to the American people.
Yeah, it's bringing in the jet age of wind energy. It's like going from the propeller planes of the 1950s to the jet engine in the 1960s, which revolutionized. We talk about the jet age. You know, we talk about other ages. But the jet age was something that really transformed the world. And the wing generator is going to transform the world of energy because they have many applications, dozens of direct applications. But the whole purpose in designing this was to allow them to be made very large. And so they produce a lot of torque. It's a high-torque item. It's very efficient. It captures a very high percentage of the wind that passes through an area without slowing the wind down, which is a totally foreign concept in the world of wind energy. It is very efficient, but it works at low to very high wind speeds. We've had these in 70-mile-an-hour winds, and they just crank right up and I am amazed when I see it myself, but they go from very, very low wind speeds where they produce energy up to extremely high wind speeds and produce energy. And that's why they're so efficient. That's why they produce much more energy than standard, what I call two-dimensional or, old-age solar panels or three-blade wind generators.
Well, let's talk about those three-blade wind generators, because I saw them, especially out west. I began to see them in rural areas. Most of the time, they weren't even moving. I don't know, because they didn't have enough wind or whatever. They were far away from places. How does this compare, basically, to what you're doing?
Well, what you're seeing there is the wind just blows right through those. If you can imagine, you're the wind. And you're coming up and look at those skinny little three sticks sticking out there. I mean, how much wind do they really trap? None. They don't work. And they never did work. What NASA did, this was originally a NASA design from a lab in the 1970s. And I know what they did. They just did a little tabletop model. They put it in a wind tunnel. And then they tried to do some calculations. And since then, everybody has been stuck on that model. And what I discovered in my studies a long time ago is that they simply don't work. So I sat down, and I wrote what is known in engineering circles as a functional specification. And that's something you do. Engineering companies don't do that anymore. But that's something you do before you ever design something. Or it says, what is this thing supposed to do? What are its limitations? What are the problems that it has to overcome? what is this thing going to do? And so I wrote a functional specification, and then I began designing, and so that I always kept within that framework of what this had to do. And one thing is you can't make big things spin fast, and so you have to get the energy out of the wind, and propellers just simply are not, it's not a reversible process. You use a propeller on an airplane to push the wind and make it go fast, the wind go fast so you can move forward. But that is not a reversible process. So if you stick that propeller in the wind, it'll spin, but it's not going to be efficient at extracting energy. So it's a terrible, the three-blade wind generator is a terrible design. Should have never, the only reason they're out there is because of government subsidies. And people all over the world are finding out that they don't work, but they've been sold a bill of goods. We're finding out in Germany that Siemens and General Electric, allegedly, because it's still under investigation, bribed officials of the German government and other countries around the world to sign off on these so that they would get government subsidies to install their three-blade wind generators.
You were telling us a little bit about that investigation. We're going to go to Germany because some of these small towns are now taking their power grids back. We want to talk about that. But about that bribery charge, or alleged bribery charge, let's say that, that's much deeper than maybe on the surface that we're seeing. What are some things that you're hearing through the grapevines?
Well, yeah, and it was, I think, late February, I was the host on the Power Hour for, and I had as my guest Charles Ortel. And he's been invited to Germany to investigate Siemens, in collusion with General Electric, putting money through the Clinton Foundation, and that's how the bribe money got funneled into the pockets of the politician, not only in Germany, but in other countries. And so, anyway, there was like, why is Siemens paying this money to the Clinton Foundation? So, anyway,
So apparently, the Clinton Foundation does more than just steal money from Haiti. Apparently, they branched out. Is that what we're seeing, allegedly? They do more than just steal money from Haiti.
Well, and the odd thing, of course, there is that all of their funding and donations dried up when she didn't become president. That should tell you something.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk about the small town in Germany. The article that you sent to Catherine had me look at. Very interesting. Talk about the dynamics of public and private utilities and where we're going with that.
Okay, and let me just start this, Daniel. It's like when I was in about 2002, I started talking about secret societies, and everybody was like, what's a secret society? And now it's a mainstream topic. And so this is breaking another topic. Let me ask you, Daniel, do you know who owns, like where you live, you have power from the power company, do you know who owns the grid element where you live? Do you know who owns that?
I have
no
idea.
Think about
No, well, we have a co-op, the electric company, but as far as the grid itself, I have no idea.
Right, and that is the big question. Who owns the grid? That is the question numero uno. And really, nobody can tell you, and it's just as the power companies spun off and became individual corporations, they used to be public utilities, which was a special designation for a company that was really under the watchful eye of the Public Utility Commission.
We'll stop there. We'll get to the more of this on the other side. This is a deep question. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know who owns the grid where you are? We'll find out more on the other side. Stay tuned. James McCanny, jmccsci.com is his website. Welcome to the Power Hour. James McKinney. Wow.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moultonhow, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I think it's human nature to take things for granted or assume things or not ask certain questions. You know, well, it just works, it's just there, whatever, I'm not worried about it. And one of those questions as you get down the list would be maybe, you know, who does own the electrical grid? Who is bringing power? Who is responsible for me having these lights turn on ultimately? Who owns that power? And that's what we're talking about with James McKinney. So, James, who owns that power?
Well, it turns out that the grid is under a licensing agreement in most locations, but the power companies treat it as their own. And this is the problem. We go to this little town in Germany where an engineer who lived there had the vision to, he saw the lease coming up on the local grid at his little town, and he went out there and started to fight the biggest electrical provider in Germany and won eventually, where the small town became owners of the grid that services their town. And then, following that, 567 other towns followed suit and became owners of their little piece of the grid. And so anyway, that's an example. But in the United States, nobody talks about that because we have these mega corporations. We have down in the Southeast, we have the Midwest, we have power companies that basically have formed de facto monopolies and maintain it with an iron fist. I'm in association with a group, not association, but I'm friends with people up there, let's put it that way, who've been fighting in Boulder, Colorado for decades, Xcel Energy. And Xcel, what they want to do is simply provide ecological energy to their community. And Xcel Energy has been fighting them tooth and nail the whole way. Xcel Energy claims to have the biggest installed base of wind generators, but they can turn those off. And like you say, when you see them sitting out there, they're not spinning. In fact, you might see one or two slowly spinning, trying to catch a breeze. And those are spinning because there's a motor inside that makes them turn. And they don't, that's part of the energy equation, but they don't make this public. How much energy do they have to provide to those wind generators to get them going? Because they won't start on their own. So anyway, there's so many questions. This is a huge, huge topic. And I'll be talking more about this. But the idea is that as we move towards what I call distributed energy, in my book published in 2009, McCanny Wing Generator World Energy Project, one of the main topics is distributed energy, and this is before blockchain or cryptocurrencies. By the way, in Japan, they're looking at paying for electricity bills with cryptocurrency and other kinds of immediate payment because it takes place immediately. And so anyway, this is these are all things that are coming, and people are a lot of people are totally unaware of these changes that are inevitable. But
let me stop.
Go ahead.
Let me pause you there. You brought up cryptocurrencies, and I never thought about it on this energy how they're all related. But yeah, that makes perfect sense. The just the ease of transactions and the no service fees, basically. Where do you see? I mean, are they going to zero like Wall Street says, or are they going to, you know, Bitcoin's going to be a million a coin like John McAfee's saying?
Well, I'm not going to make any predictions about which cryptocurrency will evolve and be the long-term cryptocurrency, but they're going to be there. And the simple reason is because fully one half of the world population does not have energy, water, or banking, or food. Let's get serious. You know, so one half of the world's population has been left out of the banking world. And so when cryptocurrencies come in, you have half the world's population that's going to be doing business and growing and prospering with a different economic system that's much more efficient, that's much less costly and burdensome than the current banking system. So if you want to do business with that other half of the planet, you're going to have to translate into cryptocurrencies, and that's where, and the other thing is when they get energy, when they get water, those two things go together, and I've been working on that. That's my pet project right now. When they have that, then they're going to have food, and they're going to have power. They're going to have consumer power, half the planet. So, you know, if anybody that doubts it wants to predict whatever, it's like they used to laugh at Elon Musk when he said he wanted to build a rocket. Well, go ahead and laugh all you want. You know, these things are happening. Public the individuals are taking things and just moving on them, and they're not asking permission. So that's what's going on. And then, yeah, cryptocurrencies are going to be here to stay. I gave a lecture a week ago on why they have value. And there's real reasons why they have value, just as much as gold is just a thing. It's a piece of rock. It's a piece of metal sitting on the table. Why does that have more value than a piece of aluminum sitting on the table? Well, there's reasons for that. And that's why cryptocurrencies have value. There are reasons for it. And if somebody is willing to put investment in that, that gives it value. You know, I don't care if it's the pet rock. If people go out and buy it, that gives it value. Before that, it did not have value. So cryptocurrencies have value because people put value on it. Simple as that. But when it comes to energy or paying for energy, it's in the mix. It's going to be.
How can people get a hold of you to find out more about the wing generators, maybe possibly where they live, they can utilize this technology and what you're doing? How can they find out more?
Well, first of all, it's not for the home. I'm not doing anything like for individual homeowners. There you would invest. There's a method for you to have wing generator power. You would invest in a communal wing generator that might be out in the middle of the ocean or off of, say, San Francisco, you know, in a high wind area. You might own a piece of that. That puts energy onto the grid, and then that's your contribution. And that's how, where the tokens come in, the ICOs and the offerings that people would then buy a piece of that particular facility that would provide them with energy. But people that have, say, a ranch or a farm that want their own individual, this is one of my target markets, is farm ranch, you know, 10 to 25 kilowatt units that are very efficient, can be placed out on the farm or ranch. And people that want information on this, I'm taking names right now, and you can go to my webpage. I have an email address there that I won't try to repeat on the air because it's too long, but just go to my webpage, jmccsci.com, and there's a link there, or there's an email address. Just email us with the word wing, and we will get back to the people.
We're to the end of the interview. It's been absolute pleasure, James. I love having you on. Did you say ICOs? Is this going to be attached to some kind of ICO offering or cryptocurrency offering?
That's in the works. That's all I can say at this point. But
wow.
It will be.
Along with other ICOs. You got to keep me updated on that.
Yeah. This is
very good.
There's so much going on in the background.
Thank you, as always, my friend. It's a pleasure being with you. James McKinney, JMCCSCI. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday. We'll have a guest host tomorrow. Stay safe, stay free, stay independent. Feel that power that you have. Feel it and pass it on.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature. Unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.